Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. It's the only
wake
way.
Wake up late. Now everybody. Wake up late. Everybody. Wake up late. Wake up.
It's late. Wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Chorus praise and now you know.
We're the hottest show in this place.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
I said 1, 2, 3.
Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. Now. Let's start the show.
Awesome. Thanks, Elgin. Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida here live from Danger Studios, joined by Jen Hellman today.
Hi.
And Brianna B.
Hello.
And for those of you staying tuned on Facebook Live, we're all going to get naked at the end of the show.
Woo! That's why it's the hottest show.
That's right.
Ooh, that was witty.
And yeah, and if I get the Cosmopolitans in here before the end of the show, we'll be doing it. Anyway, welcome. It's April Fool's Day, and there are still people trying to fool people.
I haven't even gotten started
right?
yet.
No?
I have not even gotten
you
started.
You bother with it?
Oh, hell yeah. It's my favorite holiday.
Really?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Now, my birthday is tomorrow, and I can tell you as a comedian, I always wish I was born on April 1st.
Oh, yeah. That would have been fun.
Right?
Yeah.
That would be like, you know what I mean? There would be no other coincidence than when I was in high school, the guy I used to buy weed from, his last name was Greengrass.
No.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my
you know
God.
What I mean?
Was he born on 420? Because that would have been amazing.
He grew into his name.
Yeah. Well, he was either
grew
that.
Into Yay. His name.
Yeah, I see. But, yeah, he said either that or he was going to be in a lawn service business.
No.
So, one pays better and,
yep.
as you know,
so
I guess.
Something more lucrative.
So, it's you know, I was not the guy who does April Fool's, who's the guy, our local comic, Victor?
Oh,
He put on there on Facebook that he quit comedy today.
Mm-hmm.
And I almost fell for it. I'm like, hey, congratulations, buddy. Well
and
done.
And then you read all the comics, or
yeah.
comments,
yeah,
rather.
Then,
right.
Yeah. With the comic saying, it's April Fool's. We know that
yeah.
you're lying.
See, but that's child's play. I mean, pregnancy,
right.
engagement, I'm quitting comedy, I'm joining these people on tour, I've decided to quit my job, sell all my thing. You know, that's child's play.
I'm moving away and joining a cult.
I didn't want to go with a prank. I went with a joke. I'm in a writing mode, so my I like to put out my doses of Dougie, another dose of Dougie, like a little that can go viral, right? You're
sure.
You're a marketing chick.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, right. anything, you know.
Right. That's like a little saying. Hey, another
it's
dose
kind
of Dougie.
It's kind of like a little tweet, you know.
Right.
Tweets go viral. All
but
the time.
Let me know what you think out there.
It's kitschy.
You can catch it at Dougie Dangerous. I wrote. I guess there's no real good time to die, but I'd imagine it would be. Real rough on the family if you died on April Fool's Day. Bill died. Stop it. It's April Fool's. No, he fucking died, man. Come on. April Fool's joke. No, man. He's died. We just got back from the hospital. Okay. Whatever. I'm going to go have a beer. No, come on, man. He died. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Yeah.
That's one of those
These
jokes.
Things happen.
Right?
Somebody died today.
Somebody's going to die on April Fool's.
Yep.
I mean, a lot of people die every single day. So there's quite a few.
Yes.
Quite a few little pranksters.
No one's going to believe it.
Yeah.
They're going to be like, nah, nah, he didn't.
I like the more like real ease into it. Not like I like to walk into somebody's house mm-hmm. and be like, dude, what'd you hit? What?
Dude, what?
Both of your tires are flat, you know, or something
yeah.
like that. Or I've done one where I texted and was like, I left my car got stolen. I left my keys at
yeah.
like something like really makes sense. I left my keys at Planet Fitness up on the wall. Everybody who's been at Planet Fitness and never ever has done the 30-minute workout knows.
Mm-hmm. Now let me ask you: you said you're a prankster? So what's the best prank you've ever put on somebody?
I think was the tire one. The tire one was a strong one. That was a good one. Where, like I said, I came in. It was actually it was an older guy. It was an older person. It was. My friend's father, and I walked in and I was like, what did you hit?
Right.
And he was like, what are you talking about? I said, two of your tires are completely flat. What did you hit out there? And what's funny is he didn't get up right away because he's like in his 80s. So like he didn't get up right away to go actually.
Now you're really
he
cruel.
Just sat there like probably worrying.
Like, yeah.
Forever about how is this even going to get resolved? And then when he found out, I swear to God, he almost killed me. He almost killed me.
That's good.
That was a good one. And then the other one was with my ex-husband. I posted on social media this big, long, like, babe, I love you so much. You know, I'm so lucky to have you. And
it's time for me to fly.
No, I really realize. I really realize I need to like talk less and listen more. And that there's more ways to do things other than the way I do it. And thank you so much for being so patient for me. Blah, blah, blah. And then I ended it with hashtag, you know, my way or the highway. Right. Shut up and listen. Right. April Fools. And watching his face turn as he was reading it.
From a guy's perspective, that's a tease because that's like, oh, my God, I don't believe all these years. It's finally sinking in. You go past the April. It can't be. This is too good to be. You know what I mean?
He couldn't believe it. That's exactly how he felt. He was like, as he was reading it, I was watching. He's like, babe. Like, he was
the even better part of that is he was like, oh, my God, it's sinking in.
It is.
And then you take it away. And now he's like, she's been listening.
Yeah.
And I she's took it away in hashtags. Like, it's not it. Like, it wasn't even like happy. It was like hashtag my way or the highway. Hashtag April Fools. Hashtag so awesome. Shut up and listen.
Yeah.
Hashtag you don't know anything. You're stupid. You're
one of our listeners. Says,
oh, well. No, I'm just kidding.
One of our listeners.
Not says, after the marriage ended.
He's not a loser.
Randy, recently, one of our listeners, Randy Steele, just said, talk less, listen more.
Yes, I know Randy Steele.
Yeah. So the thing I did with my girlfriend, I was out partying. And I called her to come bail me out.
Oh, that's it. I mean, if you're out partying.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, I got arrested. Like
that's kind of the one.
That is a good 1201. That's a good 1230 one. So last night at 1230, that call needed to be made.
Right.
To be like, hey. I'm...
But it's hard to pull off when you're like on a Tuesday. It's April Fool's.
You have to even do the recording and be like, this is a call from the Palm Beach County Corrections Facility. Do you accept the charges?
Hey, John, you got an official voice.
Right.
Get over here. But April Fool, like, you know, somebody mentioned to me today, they thought this day should just go bye-bye, like no more. And it's one of your favorites. So you guys are the complete opposite. I met somebody on one end of the spectrum today, and then you're on the other end. You're like, you love it. Like, it's Christmas to you.
Yeah, but you know why he doesn't like you? You know why? Because it's stupid when people do stupid things.
Right.
Like you said, it's been done. The engagement.
Yeah.
You got to do something. You got to get creative. That's why he doesn't like it. He lacks creativity.
Ty Rivera, funny comic out of Arizona.
Oh, I love Ty.
And he put on there, he said he broke up with his guy.
Boyfriend?
Yeah. they're engaged. And then, like, dude, what do you, I mean, but he, you know, he loves, he speaks so well. He's like, I'm not doing this for sympathy. Like, he was pulling you along. Like, this was so normal. Like, you know what I mean? He didn't, like, go into this, oh, guess what? You know what I mean? Like, you know, that's why not everybody could do a April Fool's prank because people don't have the skills.
Yeah, you got to have skill sets.
You got to have skills to pull that shit.
Like, yeah, you have to really believe. Like, you have to be one of somebody who can believe your own lies.
You have to. You can't just. You can't.
You have to be so gullible.
Right. So most of my exes are amazing at April Fool's.
It can't be March 30th and you go, hey, I got an idea. You got to figure this shit out on April 3rd the year before.
Right.
And that's when the good ones work. So
that's how I feel about Halloween costumes, but I never like I have to write that shit down because I do not remember it, and I have like some of the best ideas for it too.
Yeah, I was what did I do this Halloween? Oh fuck it, I don't remember.
You did that 70s party.
I did the 70s thing. I bought a whole dashiki and everything.
That's right. That was your birthday, wasn't it?
No, it was our friend's birthday. Who was 60? Turned 60.
That's right.
A lot of fun.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you dress up for Halloween this year?
Last year I was a 50s housewife.
Thank you for the correction. She's like, no, bitch, that was last year. And
come on, ladies, let's get some pillows and fight. Get some lingerie. You probably can both fit in some lingerie.
That's at the end of the show.
Wait, what did you dress up as?
As a 50s housewife.
Oh,
you mean like a scarf pin-up on your head? Shit?
Like the, no. Yeah.
Oh, that's
no. It was very hot.
World War housewife, right? The lady with the red bandana on her head, working for the steel.
Rosie the Riveter.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, yeah, good reference.
Rosie the Riveter.
I would love to do that costume.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people
walk
have done
around
it.
Like, yeah, this just the like whole
that.
Time.
I've seen a lot of female comics with that as their headshot. That's their headshot.
Yeah, I saw some. Yeah, I've seen people re. Yeah.
Wendy Starling, very funny lady out of New York. I haven't seen her in a long time.
I saw her when I was in New York. Yeah. We had a great time. Yeah. Yeah, she's killing it.
Yeah, she's always been a performer. How can you not be a performer when your name's Wendy Starling?
She only she grew into her name.
Again, another one of these situations.
Who else? Jen Hellman.
I am like mayonnaise all right in here.
Every guy that's with you, it's Hellman.
Hellman, it is. No.
I mean, Starling, maybe she like really likes birds, too.
Starling, is that a bird?
Starling's a type of bird.
God, you are just, she is just like a Wikipedia. It's Brianna-pedia.
Yeah, that's.
Speaking of women, a big congratulations out to our very own.
I love that, actually.
I love it, too. That will be $2,000.
Big congratulations out to our very own Jackie Sanchez for winning Ultimate
Miami. I know.
Oh, my God. I was crying. I was so happy for her.
You know what I mean?
And I'm still happy for her. I can't even believe it
Although
happened.
I'm not that so. I looked at the lineup. No offense to anybody else in the lineup, but I looked at it and I'm like, Jackie's going to win.
I mean, she's
this
a straight killer.
It was between, I think, like, as I looked at the lineup, Nadim, Rudy, and her. Those are the ones that, that have actually been doing it. Well, I shouldn't say there's a couple of people that have been doing it a while.
She's covering all the bases. I feel like there's a lot of bases. She's doing the work. She's writing. Yeah. And she's funny. Yeah, she's the very really, important really part
and she'll be on,
is that she's funny.
She'll be on the Paul Casanova show Wednesday, so tune in.
Yeah.
The winner will be great. They have her on there. So that's awesome. $5,000, man. You know what I mean? Like, if I got $5,000, I can call somebody and say, hey, let's start working on the bathroom.
You know,
I need time to fix my shower. I got the fucking thing.
You wouldn't
thing.
Pay me first? You wouldn't? You wouldn't give me
$2,500? I thought you could say $25. Like, yeah, here's $25 for gas.
I drive a strong bargain.
Listen, just because you drive a fucking Hummer.
Yeah, I do.
When you drive. So that's awesome. You know what I mean? I don't want to say the wrong thing. Hold on a second. My birthday is tomorrow.
It is?
Yes. And my wife, we're at that stage. We don't normally buy each other shit anymore.
Yeah.
We just buy stuff for us, you know?
Yeah.
The minute I buy something, she sees it on my credit card because,
you're too intermeshed.
Yeah. There's too much shit going.
It's all coming from
the
same pot.
You spent $1,500 at a jewelry store.
Right.
You know, better that would be an April Fool's joke. That would have been if I spent like $2,500 on something at Jared's and shit.
Oh my God, it's not too late, Dougie.
Yeah. Oh, and I could buy it. And she'll see it and she'll go.
You've got plenty of time.
And then before she leaves, because here's the thing, she's going to Japan for like 10, 12 days with her mom and her sister and her cousin.
Oh my God, she can't call you instantly.
Yeah.
Oh,
she can just see it pop
better.
Just as she's getting on the plane. She'll look and go, $2,500.
Secret.
Yes.
$1,000.
Yes.
Trip
that
to Hawaii.
Oh my God.
Hawaii
Imagine
travel.
If she filed divorce over it and you were like,
that would be an April Fool's joke that went awry.
That is what I mean, I'm sure sometimes they do.
I mean, Orwin very, very well, depending on.
Well,
what if you found out
then
she
kidding,
was
totally
like,
kidding,
okay,
please don't divorce Dougie.
What if you saw the charges and she was, anyway.
And then going to Japan. I wouldn't worry about a Japanese guy. I mean, it's all a dick thing. Anyway, listen.
Is that true?
I never fucked a Japanese guy. I couldn't tell you. So,
I haven't. Have you been with an Asian man?
I haven't, and you can't
been with
tell
Asian
from
man?
The porn because it's all blocked out.
Yeah.
So.
Right.
Well, you can tell the blurs aren't that. There's not that many pixels.
Right. How big is
You know what I mean? How big can it be? If you can't see half the dude. if they had to do that with African porn, it would be like you wouldn't even know. Was there people in this picture? It must be a big dick.
Whose arm is that?
Is this the Dumbo preview? All right, so let's bring things back to order. So she is going to Japan for like 12 days, and I've got friends of mine who are like, oh my God, now mind you, my daughter's still here, her daughter, my stepdaughter's still here, so it's not like there's a scout, there's it's almost like I'm being chaperoned in this house.
Right.
It's not like I could say, let's get everybody over here and chicks and dogs and fucking, you know what I mean?
Wow, yeah. Wow, that's a wild party
that's
right there.
It's a reference
there.
To a movie. Bachelor Party with my buddy Barry Diamond. Get chicks and guns and fucking horses. You know what I mean? I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. One of my new jokes I wrote was about my wife. Listen, my wife can trust me. you know, when she's sure. gone with women. But, you know, she can't trust me if there's a pound of prosciutto in the fridge.
You come back and you're like 50 pounds every year.
I am on this fucking prosciutto thing. And I want to... Mm. You know,
with
love,
cheese or without cheese? Because sometimes they wrap the mozzarella
yeah.
in it.
A little olive
That's
oil.
Really good
and,
like
yeah,
that.
And asparagus and around it. Sometimes you have that mix. And, no, no.
I thought you were going to honk a loogie at me.
Oh, that's just lovely.
I'm very good at my sound effects.
The sound effects. Yeah, it's right on point.
So, when you know, prosciutto, like when I'm on the road now, I'll buy, like I get cold cuts and make sandwiches when I'm on the road for a few days. And then I got, I'll just get a half pound of prosciutto in a packet. And I'll treat myself with it like every bit, you know, like
you know a mean? Little dog. Yeah. Like, here you go.
He's like feeding himself like he's the emperor. And he's his own servant with grapes.
And whoever parked, anybody park behind the Lexus?
I parked in the driveway. Is that?
I don't think I parked directly behind the
I
Lexus.
I parked directly behind
yeah,
it.
Yeah, my daughter's got to get out of the house. So
I don't think I parked directly behind the
Well, no, we'll do. Hold on. We'll pause this. We're going to pause our... we're back.
I love you. Don't leave me.
Actually, I asked because I'm going to run the plugs. She actually texted me. She's going to be working on the days I'm going to be in St. Augustine. At the Ebony
Thank
and
you,
Olive
Peter.
Comedy
Wait.
Show.
Peter Kramer said he's glad I'm on. So
Skippy
to...
Sprinkles, what's up, buddy? All right. So where were we talking about?
we were talking about your wife going out of town.
Yeah, and prosciutto.
And prosciutto. Or prosciutto. Oh, how do you say it? Like, why do Italians?
It's the God. It's the heaven.
Mozzarella.
I'm not Italian. It's oh my God. It's the most. When's the last time you had a piece of prosciutto?
This weekend.
I mean, like by itself, not in like in a meal, like mixed in there.
No, have I ever? It's too salty. I never would eat just a piece of prosciutto. Oh. See that?
Have you?
Maybe like a few months ago, but typically, I mean, it's the same thing. Like maybe I had it like before I like wrapped it with cheese.
Oh God. Now I'm getting hungry.
It's not
already.
Too salty for you?
Are you kidding me with the fat in there and everything?
Salt is the least of the problems.
I guess that's why I had to get my blood test again. And my doctor's office called me and says, you got an appointment to come check out your blood. I go, I haven't taken my blood yet. Oh, well, hold on a second. I'm like, shouldn't you people be on this shit? And then, last time I went, I had everything. They were filling up vials. I thought they were going to set up a chest set with all these fucking blood vials they're pulling out of me.
That's like, but with the drop of blood. Did you see the Elizabeth Holmes special on Netflix?
No.
There was a girl, a millennial. She got billions of dollars.
Theranos.
She had a $1 billion business based on the whole premise that I can run tons of tests on just one drop of blood. Mm. It was all
yeah. So why does my doctor need
bullshit.
Like a gallon of my blood?
Oh no, it was a complete hoax.
Oh okay. Well, of course. One drop.
Very
of blood.
Peculiar. I would recommend anybody to go see that. It's on Netflix.
But you know, the wife and I got into it then because the doctor asked me what I wanted, and I don't know. I hadn't gotten a checkup in a long time. So I don't know. You want STDs? I'm like, I don't think so. It's been a long time, you know. And I knew that one, but they said AIDS. I'm like, yeah, why not? And my wife got all mad. She's like, why the fuck are you taking an AIDS test? I'm like, well, what the fuck? I don't know if you're banging somebody for all I know. For God's sakes, you know what I mean? I mean, but I don't know how long that shit can fester. You know, I wasn't
it
exactly...
It can, no. Remember back in the 90s when I was in college, they used to let us know, like, you could get it now and it would show up like 15 years
Shows up
from
like
now.
10
but
decades
But wouldn't you
later?
Rather just wait 15 years? I don't know.
I guess then I got to call Magic Johnson.
Yeah, who wants to know? I don't want to know.
No?
No.
So you don't go to the doctor? You don't get all that
I go. Well, I mean, I've had an AIDS test, but I mean...
I know. I get it done twice a year.
I'm not with a lot of people.
Oh, so I'm the slut in the group. Okay.
Right. I'm like
I'm like somebody over here.
I'm like Brianna over here, who's like a feral cat.
Yeah.
I'm just making sure everything's okay for our pillow fight later, okay? I'm doing it for you, babe.
Yeah. Let's not taint the water here, ladies. Right. We want everybody to be listen, I can give everybody a sponge bath before and we'll get the hose, the extension. My wife's like, yeah, I'm in Japan one day, what happened? Nothing. I just got naked with two women. Boy, the good old days, as we remember them. But what you know? What am I going to do? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do nothing. People ask me what I'm going to do when my wife's away. What are you going to do? You're going to part? No.
You're going to have so much silence in your life.
Yeah.
Right. You're going to eat. You're going to watch your shows.
I'm going to be laying in bed going, oh, I got to make coffee.
Shower less.
Oh, shit. I got to make the coffee.
Right.
Oh, shit. I got to do my laundry now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I got to do all this shit. You know, and here's the other thing. I got to go on the road now. And that's why my daughter was texting me just now, because she's actually working that weekend. I'm supposed to, Ebony and Olive Comedy Tour, Jackie Knight's place, Friday and Saturday, April 12th and 13th, by the way.
Oh, wait, you're at Jackie's April 12th and 13th?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I like how he was like posing in there too.
Right.
That's my marketing look.
That's your headshot. You're a girl on Instagram right now.
Yeah, exactly. Now we got to figure. I got to find somebody who could take care of the dog if she's working. She's
a
nurse.
You need help? I got that.
Yeah. She's you know, she'll be working in the hospital from the late shift.
Yeah.
So now I got to, any rate. So thanks for sticking around. All right. So I don't know what I'm going to do. It'll be interesting one way or the other. Here's some information. Opening part of the show, we talk about shit like we just did. But now I want to talk about last week, one of the things we opened up the show was the Mueller report came out, right? And no collusion, nothing.
No collusion.
But there's still people going to, you know.
Absolutely.
I just hope whatever ends up happening, I'm not going to make any more. Ready? We all know what's happened. All I'm going to say is hopefully in two more years, a year from now, the American public will be smart enough and go, okay, let's see what's happened. Let's see how much time has been wasted, and let's say what's been done and who are actually people that are trying to get things done, or as opposed to shakedown or all whatever it ends up being. Right? Let's just hope that one way or the other, by in 2020, people start looking at what the fuck people actually did in the last 4 or 5 years during this previous administration. You know, like, what did they do? Like, you know what I mean? Did they sit there and say, we're going to impeach the motherfucker? You know, I mean, I want to know if they did anything fucking, you know, worthwhile for the American citizen. I mean, whatever they did, I want to make sure, you know what I mean, it all comes out in 2020. That being said, Joe Biden hasn't announced, but this creepy fuck just got called out by some other young
politician.
I like
that you're pointing while you, because that's, you know, I'm a point at him.
I'm authoritative, because that's how he
that's
does.
That's what Joe Biden does. He points.
Joe Biden points. I got the Joe Biden.
I'm a point
at
him.
Yeah, he does this, and he comes off as kind of being one of these guys like, look, I've been here so fucking long, you got to put up with, you know what I mean? He thinks he's the Jack, you know, he thinks... He's the Jack Nicholson of you know what I mean?
The Fonz.
You know, hey, he just hits the fucking Congress and it works.
He's like a slightly less robotic Mike Pence, really.
He's a fucking creepy bastard. You know, they talk
he's
about...
He's touchy-feely, too. Isn't there a thing where he's like, aren't there memes about how touchy-feely
how many
is?
Videos have you seen him when these other senators bring their kids for these fucking photo ops and he's sitting there rubbing the little Asian girl's head?
Oh, God.
And he's like, you know, and they smelling her like a creepy... Yeah. Oh, you. And then he's like holding them, and he's like, and then there's one because there's one wife of the congressman guy, and you can tell he has a fucking reputation because she's looking at him like watching, like, you know, you're trying to watch your daughter coming home from prom. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like she's like sticking her head in there trying to hear what Joe's saying and everything. So somebody got mad because he came up from behind, like he does. He likes playing with the head. I don't know. Maybe.
Don't we all?
I mean,
no.
It was just the tip.
No, but he's playing with the head. You know what I mean? I'd like my head being played with. But you know what I mean? So, I mean, come on.
Circles.
Who doesn't? You know what I'm saying? Circles are great. hold on a second. I just had some blood flow change. So he does that. He plays with the fucking like I think he wants to be a hairstylist at one time in his life.
He's shooting one of them ASMR videos. Yeah,
he thinks he's fucking Vidal Sassoon or something. He's like, oh, the lovely hair. So he smells it and he kisses it from behind. So this is what he did to this woman. He caressed her head and then kissed her. Now there's other people because the Democratic Party's falling to the fucking, it's crumbling like a stack
is
of cards.
It
is. It looks horrible. Listen, it's just a joke.
I feel like they're both like,
no, don't go
about to, like a gust of wind.
The Republicans are finally going to come together at some point when they fucking, they could just get behind this guy a little bit and just go with whatever the fucking agenda is. And then,
have to figure it out first.
Yeah, we know what the agenda is. Now they're going to shut down the border in Mexico. They're going to shut the people. You know, are these caravans? Are these just trick photography? Are these people all coming from Honduras and fucking?
They are El Salvador.
Yeah,
El Salvador.
They're all coming from here, and they're just walking in, and nobody. Oh, well, it's okay, I guess. And that's the big debate.
Is that what they're saying? They're saying it's okay. I'm always
confused. There's people that are saying
it's not
an emergency. There's basically right. There's some people say this is not a situation,
but,
and there's others that are saying it is an emergency.
But does the highly populated used word echo chamber, there's two words that I just feel like echo chamber and narcissist is just like, what? But okay, so the stereotypical Democrat liberal, is it that they want to just let everybody hear and give them status, or they just want to let everybody hear with
See, that's what I'm
confused. I've heard some of them say, no, we believe that everybody should come,
what they got to keep doing is coming in, then being released, and eventually come on the honor system, which isn't, you know, I didn't want to turn this part of the segment into that, but there's a situation down there, but because what the agenda was, there's national security, there's this and that. You know, people joked about Space Force. Well, I just read a report, and I saw some from a news report that shows China is using laser technology that could shoot down low level type satellites in orbit.
Okay.
So, you know, there is a bit of shit going on. You know, the United States has this little miniature space shuttle. It's called the X.
Is that the space station that they were just interviewing?
There. But the girl was up there.
They're like floating while they're talking to them.
Yeah,
that's so cool.
They couldn't.
I'll do it for you, Brianna. Okay.
I feel like I'm watching it.
Oh my god. Are you imagining her? She's in space. I'm imagining something else.
Right. Well, I'm also. You mean working out my abs? I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. Yeah. I'm in my Richard Simmons mode. Oh, good going, girl. So all right. So. But there's this.
He used to watch that on slow motion. Right.
Listen, there is. Nothing better than sweating with the oldies. So they have this plane. It's a mystery plane that the United States has. It looks like a miniature space shuttle that can fly around space for like 2, 3, 4 fucking years. All right. So now the Chinese. There's a space war going on. That's all I'm trying to say.
And are the Russians involved? Because aren't they?
They're all. The Russians don't have the Chinese now are taking
over
the technology.
There's no collusion, but the Russians are involved.
Right.
They're still an enemy. You know what I mean? Everybody.
I thought we shut down our space funding.
Well, we did. We stopped the space shuttle.
We're not like sending out astronauts, but they're still NASA.
We've been using. There's NASA, but we've been using Russian rockets to do a lot of our work.
Okay, but so
over
is that
the last
like
4 years,
is
5 years?
Is that privately funded?
No, that's why Elon Musk now and Amazon are trying to come up blue. You know, they're all coming with their own. It's becoming a private industry as opposed to a government industry, which has been interesting in the space business. Boeing.
You might have to make a disclaimer of that being that you're a financial advisor.
I didn't give any advice to buy the stock, did I?
I'm saying you should invest in space.
Yeah. Boeing.
Weed. All right, so
you're late
space.
For that miss.
Boeing. Oh, well, yeah. They'll come back after they kill
it. All right. So, all right. Any rate. So getting back to it, Joe Biden's a creepy fuck. All right. And this guy, you guys, you ladies, you know, if you work with somebody, is it inappropriate if they come from behind you and they caress your head like a fucking, like I said, Vidal Sassoon, and they smell you and they you know, isn't that
can you never do that sound effect ever again, please? Please don't.
You don't like
please
that?
Don't.
Oh, baby.
My ears. I'm getting molested via headphones.
I'm
right now.
Somebody who is outspoken. So some women kind of, so there's when you're touched by a person who you don't want touching you, you get this weird, women get this weird thing feeling in your body.
Like, yeah.
You kind of tense up.
Get rigid, yeah.
And then some women tense up and they kind of like pleasantly, I think what's most natural is to kind of just go with it. And you're like.
Tolerate it.
I mean, we're really like bred and like taught from a young age to just like go
placate,
with things.
Right.
Yeah. Like don't make anything worse. It'll
don't
get
embarrass
worse
anybody.
You.
Right. Yeah. But I am half man.
What half?
So I'm very assertive. I'm someone who speaks up when I be all like, right. So like I was in a work environment one time where this guy, one of the other directors came in. He was like massaging my shoulders. And I was like, why are you rubbing my shoulders right now? So I'm not going to come hard at you, but I'm going to be just assertive. I'm like, Rob, you're
like,
rubbing my shoulders
that's
right
a
now.
Lie.
Why?
Yeah.
So
yeah, I didn't ask you to rub my shoulders, Rob, you know.
Yeah, I would be creeped out.
That would be, you know, that's like that. I was just reading a story how it's almost, you can almost be considered sexual harassment if you open a door for a woman.
Oh, my God,
no. I want my doors open. I want you to.
Oh, yeah, so you can't get both ways, sweetie. If you want fucking doors being open and shit. And
which one of us said that it was sexual harassment? Neither one of us did, okay? I don't know who said that.
Yeah, well, I'm just trying to do a radio show.
Suck my dick, Dougie.
You know what? No, if you spank my ass as you open the door, that's a problem.
That's all right.
But, like, open it.
Well, God, that's a hard habit to break.
There's some confusion, because I think there's some women who still want to be treated that way.
Chivalrously,
I still love that. But at the same time, I do want to be respected. I just want to be respected for my...
At my job. Yeah, this isn't, you know...
And even in my relationship.
Now, listen, if he goes and does it to Bill, you know, like, if he goes over to Bill and does it, you know... Like, oh, hey, Bill, starts rubbing Bill's shoulders.
Well,
and then he does yours right after. You know what I mean?
I don't know. Bill's a freak. He'd be into that.
Yeah, but, you know, Bill. You know, I mean, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? If he was just like doing it because he's that kind of guy. But if he keeps going up to the lady, like I was watching this on the news. It was advised, like CNBC. And they're saying, like, you know, in order to kind of avoid this shit from happening, like if you're a man in a work situation and you're in a conference center or you're in the middle of a conference with people, and let's say, and he goes, because this happens a lot, like a woman will be talking, like one of the people in the room, the woman will be talking, and a man, you know, it could be a little toxic masculinity, will go out and say, oh, in the middle of it, say, well, you know, an interrupter. You know, as another man,
reclaiming my time.
Yeah,
as another man in that, in you know, you have now the responsibility of saying, "Hey, Bill, let Susan keep let her finish her thought." Like,
no,
in other words,
no.
Step up for her.
This is where it gets confusing. No, Susan has the responsibility to say, "Wait, I wasn't finished what I was saying." That's where I feel like the disconnection is for women. Women say, "I don't think that women are paid less."
See, I wouldn't want to do that.
I really don't.
I wouldn't want to do that. And
excuse
then
me, I'm not done talking,
yeah,
Dougie.
I know that's exactly like. Could you imagine, like, hey, Bill, tell you know, let Jen talk, Doug. I can handle this. Okay, fuck. You know what
right.
I mean?
No, but going back to my point of wage disparity, like, I don't think that women get paid less. I just don't think women. I don't think they know how to have the conversation. I don't think they negotiate the salaries
well,
the way
that
men
part
do.
Of that, isn't that part of that when they looked at studies that it's not that it's just dirty, just like unequal. It's just that a lot of women haven't asked for, like, been that aggressive.
They don't know how to ask.
That,
they don't know how to present themselves to ask for a raise.
Right.
Or they just don't know. You know, like another thing too is like, one of the things that they tell you to do is to have them throw out a number first.
Always.
Like, what are they wanting to pay?
Oh, yeah. Like, if a venue says to me, hey, I want to do a comedy show on a Thursday, I'm like, all right, well, what's your budget? Well, how much do you charge? I don't know. What do you got? I'm never going to be the one throwing the fucking
Always.
First number out.
Always.
You know? And I remember, God bless my buddy Perry Sack, but he would do a gig and he'd say, how about 200? I'm like, dude, what the fuck, man?
Yeah. I've had comedians rip me off royally doing that. When I booked shows where, you know, I had a lot of respect for the comedian. I can think of one in particular out of Miami who I had a lot of respect for, and I let him play that game and I let him tell me how much, and he charged me an exorbitant amount of money for him to come and do the show. And no one came out to see him. I mean, like, if you're going to drive that kind of money, you better have a little bit of a following, I think.
Yeah,
I wouldn't ask for that kind of money if I don't have people
coming otherwise out. It's all nonsense. Yeah, let's go. By the way, it's that time of day, everybody.
Already?
Yes.
And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Thank you, Peter. It's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from here and around the world and make fun of them. Because that's what we do as comics. Speaking of a comic, Ukrainian comedian leads the presidential election runoff. How you like that?
Sounds like America.
Wait a minute.
So before you decided to run for a president, what were you doing? Open mics. Yes, I was very funny. People like me.
What do you get when you've got people and then you've got, I don't even know, I can't even finish that one. But
I do bringer show.
Knock, knock.
Yes. Now we know why Victor is quitting, because he realized he's got a better future back in Bulgaria.
Who's there? This is Putin.
The
Putin
president.
Who?
The State of the Union address starts out with a knock-knock joke.
Let me start the State of the Union with a Jew, an Italian, and a black man walking to a missile site.
I know, it's unbelievable, because it would never happen.
Yes. Somebody take my wife, please. Early results in Ukraine's presidential election showed a comedian with no political experience with a sizable lead over 38 rivals. Seems the guy in second place is a guy who does Elvis impressions. But far from first round victory, while the incumbent president and former prime minister were close contenders to advance in the runoff. They're each going to do 3 minutes at the end of the election, and whoever makes anybody laugh wins it.
Man, the parallels between Trump and Hillary in that one is just uncanny.
The strong showing of Volodymyr Zelensky in Sunday's voting appeared to reflect Ukrainians' desire for new blood in a political system awash in corruption. Yeah, listen, do you want to win that? Do you want to be the president of Ukraine? You got Russia about to come and get you? Take over that fucking land?
I don't even know where I mean, it's Slavic, right? Oh, it's like,
yeah, it's
like Lithuanian,
that,
Russia,
that, like, the border.
Like, we borscht.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, something
we're
like
cold,
that.
We're white, we're pasty.
The top two candidates advance in the runoff for April 21st. Final results in Sunday's first round. It'll be announced on the board outside the Improv in Ukraine. Well, good for them. You know what I mean? Hey, the guy probably took a comedy class.
He signed up.
And, oh, by the way, big shout out to Cricket Comedy Club. I had a great time there on Saturday night. The room was packed.
Oh, good.
And I got to tell you, as a comic, I loved it because I got all these new tags I wrote. And they all fucking came out. It flew. It was like fluid just coming out. It was beautiful. And it was great. And it was just one moment there where I got in this thing about comedy. Like somebody I was dealing with a heckler. Like not really a heckler. Somebody talking. And I said, you know, comedy class, you know. And then I got that. Listen, here's the first thing you learn in comedy class. $250. Put the mic stand over here. You know. And I started ragging on it. And I thought maybe... I felt bad. I didn't know. I started thinking maybe this place has somebody who does comedy classes, and I didn't want to fucking be an asshole, but I did anyway. this is a follow-up from a story we just did. I don't know if you were here with that show, but remember there was a guy in Australia, a person trying to sue their boss because they were farting?
Oh, no, I don't. And, I wasn't here for that one.
Well, they were saying the guy had a lawsuit against his boss. It's like, you know, like it's...
Because the boss was farting?
The boss would, like, walk by the guy's cubicle and fucking crop dust him. Yeah. So, and everybody thought he can actually might have a case. Like, this is like bullying.
Like, it's harassment?
That is something.
Yeah, it's like bullying and harassment. Yeah. Like, trying to get somebody to quit their job, right? Flatulence in the workplace is not a form of bullying. Australian Appeals Court rules. So, it's okay to fart on your employees, Australia. Just go up. Hey, mate, how was your fucking weekend? But, there you go.
And vice versa. I love that. That would be great. Back when I was in the corporate world, I wish I would have crop dusted my boss every time.
Somebody did that at a show I was at recently at our merch table. There was other comics. There was a bunch of people just hovering around, and somebody fucking ripped one.
I love that.
And I'm sitting there. I'm looking at everybody.
So
going,
now we know who's doing it,
right? Because no, I mean, I like to see people respond.
But then, you know what I mean, like.
It's that prankster.
But I remember I was looking around like, who the fuck did? Like, first of all, I didn't do it. This is my merch table. You know, you're fucking skunking my merch sales.
I wonder if now all your merch will smell like...
It was tainted.
It was smelling like...
You had to burn it all.
Yeah.
Was it eggy? Was it an eggy?
People wanted to buy the shirts. People wanted to buy the shirts and they go, do you have anything more in the box you can take out?
Was it an eggy? I like eggy.
No, it was eggy. It was like a sulfury, like... Like nasty, like fuck, like you know, like you know that it was when it came out, it must have been warm. You know what I mean?
Have you ever smelled? Do you smell your own farts?
Of course I do. I can't run from them. What do you mean?
Have you ever enjoyed smelling your own farts?
I love smelling my own farts. It's like an oil check. It's like me checking my oil. You know what I mean? It's like my own personal way of being Dr. Dougie and figuring out if my shit's gone bad. Because you have a bad one, you're like, oh my God, what's wrong with me?
What crawled up in there and died?
Yeah. If I can fart and sit there and take it, I'm okay. No need to call the doctor. No need to call the doctor.
So none of us are actual adults because all of us still think fart jokes are funny.
Yes. Yeah. That's why my theory on why the Fox Network, not Fox News, but the Fox Network with things like Simpsons and Family Guy, because they know that no matter what age, 18 or 78, men always find farts funny.
Of course.
And I always find farts funny. And women
I think I find them funny too.
But just keep this in mind. Just keep
unless it's me doing it.
Right. Just keep this
And even then.
And even then.
Just keep this.
Silent but deadly.
Right. You really want to shock your guy, Dutch oven him.
Just keep.
No. Oh, yeah?
No, this is a deal breaker. That's a deal. Listen, ladies, calm the fuck down, first of all. Getting a little too excited about the fart topic. Number one. Number two, I left a woman. I broke up with a woman.
Because she farted in her sleep?
No. Because she farted on an airplane sitting next to me and everybody thought it was me.
And you broke up with her?
Yeah,
over that?
Fuck that stinky bitch. Done.
I would probably break up with a guy if he Dutch oven me. I'm not even going to lie.
No. Listen, that's nasty shit. Listen, really? I don't have time for that shit. Listen, if we've been together for 10 years or something and it's a Sunday and you're all right, I'm not going to leave you.
It's a Sunday.
You know what I mean?
But on a Monday morning?
Monday,
fuck
no way.
You,
hell
bitch.
No. Hell no.
On the Lord's Day, I would never make such a decision. No, you know what I'm saying?
Isn't it weird that have you ever been sleeping with a guy and he farts in his sleep?
No, but Not with a guy that, you know, but like my brother and I used to share a room at my grandma's house. And apparently he would fart in his sleep, sit up, start laughing, and then lay back down and roll so over and go back to sleep.
Yeah. I never know what to do in that. So, like, that's how you really know you like somebody.
I mean, well, it's been such a damn long time, but I remember, like, and I'd sleep over with somebody in the morning. You gotta remember that, because if you're single for a while and you just get up, you know, whatever, and you're letting them go.
Right,
in the morning,
you don't care.
Yeah, so in the morning, you're with somebody in their house, and you're like, oh, my God, I got to hold this shit now. And you can't sleep.
But in your sleep, you can't even, you don't even know.
No, but that's the thing, though. Like, you know, when you wake up in the morning, you just want, oh, you feel like you got a fart. You know, like, you just let it go.
Right.
But then you're
I
going,
love using those to scare the dog.
Well, you better see a doctor then. Anyway, so.
He's just like, so weird that my dog licks my butt. I'm just kidding.
Mystery.
Oh my God. Dougie's like, I'm never having these two on at the same time ever again.
I just don't want you to laugh so much into the mic. We're clipping. Here's a story. Mystery of plastic Garfield novelty phones. You hear about this story?
Mystery of
The fucking Garfield, that big time cat?
Yeah, of course,
right?
The cat. And with Odie. And Odie,
right,
the little
yeah,
dog.
Yeah, Odie. Mystery of the plastic Garfield novelty phones washing up along French coast.
Oh my God, I remember the novelty phone. I remember the Garfield phone. I had one.
You had one?
Yes.
I never had a Garfield phone.
Well, that's, you know.
I've never heard of them before this story came out.
I didn't either. Plastic Garfield phones have been washing up along the French coast over three decades with no explanation. Well, I would guess a fucking boat that was delivering them from China must have fucking crashed.
But I mean, China, like, that's, there's an entire ocean.
Yeah,
I
but
mean,
that's the whole thing. It washed up. I mean,
French shore. I don't know what happened.
Hey,
what's,
you know, the why
answer?
The French Navy has glass bottom boats? To see the old French Navy. The plastic Garfield. So the mysterious cat headsets have perplexed the local communities and environmentalists since the 1980s when they started washing up on shore.
Anything can wash up on shore. I mean, that's...
But a bunch of Garfield phones? Like, you know what I mean? Like, they just keep coming?
That's a very... Yeah, for 30 years, they just keep...
Oh, my
up.
God.
You know, there's some
it be great
there's
if
some...
there was a ton of weed in them? Like, they were actually loaded?
I wonder,
loaded with a bunch of coke.
Yeah.
They're actually like square grouper phones.
Right. When all that shit was happening, when all that was happening at Fort Lauderdale beaches, they started finding bales years ago.
Yeah.
We ended up going out there. We used to go hang out, try to find the bales.
I know. That has never happened to me.
Bale retrieval party, we used to call them. Our association has existed for 18 years, and that time we found pieces of Garfield telephones almost every time we cleaned up the beaches. But after the French paper wrote about the strange feline phenomenon, a local resident came forward to reveal that he claimed he sold millions of them and just threw them in the ocean. I'm like, kidding. There's a 20-year-old secret. It says here, let's see, says Rennie Morin and his brother went to the beach, but boy, so what the fuck is going on? We found a container that was stranded in a fault. It was open.
A fault? Is that like an earthquake?
Yeah, it was open and a lot of things were gone, but there was a stock of phones. He said he justified not sharing his knowledge, but whatever. So that's why they kept washing up.
Sounds suspicious.
Yeah. I mean, you couldn't use them.
Very,
it wasn't
very,
like they worked.
Very suspicious.
Right. Bruce Austin. What's up, buddy? Says he remembers catching him. He's a surfer. So they'd be picking up bales when they were surfing.
Surf's up, Bruce.
Right. What a day for a surfer, right? Like,
was,
hey, what could be better?
10.
Yeah, you're on the fucking wave and you're hanging out and everybody's getting high and all of a sudden a bale.
And then you're getting really, really high.
Right, he's hanging 10 and he was hanging high.
I wrote a video thing that me, Lenny, and Lenny Travis and Perry Sack were going to do, like the three of us walking on the beach and a bale rolls up and it's a big box, of, you know, bag of cocaine. And then we go back to the condo and we start calling people and we put the shit on the table. And then, like, time lapse, you see all these people coming in the house with one camera with and you're looking at the brick. Just kind of going down and down and down. And then more and more people. And eventually as the brick's gone, people start leaving and shit, you know. And then you have those weirdos that stick around, like, you know, because they have nowhere else to go in that type of situation. And then eventually everybody's gone and we're all sitting there, our face all fucked up.
Dougie, that's my Saturday night. I don't know. It's like, seriously.
I had some inspiration, I suppose.
You just described last Saturday.
Yeah. the good old days.
It's always snowing in Florida.
Here's another story. Woman claims a rare allergy to water causes painful rash to form on her body. And it's mind-blowing. Could you imagine you're
it's
allergic to water?
Oh, wait. You're not allergic to water. You have contaminated water.
Well, I don't know. She says she's allergic to any water. I mean, she's in the United Kingdom.
Oh, she's allergic. Okay.
An allergy to water.
So it's any water causes a rash.
Right.
That's so weird.
Can you imagine?
In Wicked, that's the Elphaba has like this great fear of water.
In what? Are you Wicked?
Wicked. Wicked. No.
Oh, the show Wicked.
Yeah, yeah. Like the Wizard of Oz. Yeah, that's why when they put the bucket of water
on the Wicked Witch of the West,
she melts.
So what does she want? She has to wash in vinegar. She has to take a giant. She's a giant douchebag is what she is.
Yeah. Cheryl Ferrugia of Cardiff, Wales, told the news, painful and very itchy allergy, formerly known as aquagenic urticaria, developed shortly after giving birth to her daughter, Willow. It was that bitch's fault, who is now 18 months old.
Okay. So wait, I think I could do it. So I would brush my teeth with charcoal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you got to rinse. And any kind of mouthwash has water in it.
Okay, I would rinse with
even vinegar's peroxide, solution, right? Hydrogen peroxide. I'm pretty sure that's got to be peroxide, oxide.
Well, the rash only there. She says the rash typically affects her shoulder, stomach, back, neck, and sometimes her vajayjay. No, her face. She told the news doctors the first had trouble identifying her condition, reportedly telling the woman to change her soap, because it's always, that's what my wife always mad.
Yeah, I just went through it with Tide.
Yeah? Detergents.
I'm allergic to Tide.
They say that the smelly ones, anything that try to smells like something, is bad.
I can tell right away if I'm at a friend's house or a boyfriend's house or whatever, and they wash my clothes and Tide, or my underwear, forget about it. Do not.
Oh, yeah.
If I date, you do not wash my underwear and Tide.
There's only been 100 cases in medical history who have this.
Okay, so it's not an epidemic.
Yeah. Medical professionals don't yet know the exact cause of it, but I guess they were probably part of the original flood.
Trump might call that a national emergency.
Yeah. I can't believe she can't use water. Frugie claims doctors
he'd tell her to just use Diet Coke.
Right. Which has water in it.
Wash yourself with soda.
Brianna's like, yeah, I know.
It's not a big problem. Just go ahead and use lemonade. It may be correlated with changes in her hormones, because lemonade's a funny word. That's why. Water doesn't only affect Frugia when she bathes.
Frugia.
The weather, too, can adversely impact her.
We love her. We're going to name her Frugia.
Frugia, which means no fucking water.
Right.
Dry beach. She still uses the shower. She noted she keeps her time under the water brief. So she still uses water, but she doesn't go crazy. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. So no pool parties for her.
Yeah. Don't invite her to a pool. Yeah. Don't invite
me
either.
She can't use anything. Like you said, water is in everything.
It's in everything. Yeah.
It's the first ingredient in everything.
Yeah.
Except she could weed and cocaine. It was like pretty much.
No water bong for her.
Right.
Here's a story. Mexican police nabbed man who tried to rob bank with a loader.
What's a loader?
Like a construction equipment.
Oh,
my mom runs.
Yeah,
she knows how to run one. Yeah, she's an operating engineer.
The police say in Mexico.
Thank you, Briannapedia.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm still googling loader.
Police in Mexico say they caught a man who stole a front end loader, drove it to a local bank, knocked down the wall, chained a safe to the machine, and tried to drag it off. Like he's back in the fucking Western days.
Brazen.
Also, they don't move very fast.
I was going to say, he forgot to pick a getaway car.
Where was he going? Oh,
my God, dumbest criminal. I one time got carjacked. Very serious. I got carjacked. I got held at gunpoint, and they couldn't take my car because they didn't know how to drive stick shift.
Happy, like whenever anybody's like, oh yeah, we just need to turn all the cars back to stick shift, and I'm like, oh, try it, motherfucker.
Do it.
Yeah. Good luck in traffic.
I got this.
They didn't get far, however. Alerted by the reports of equipment theft, police in the town of Oxtepec used used skateboards to chase them down. I'm only kidding. Surveillance cameras to locate them to detect their noisy slow motion robbery attempt early on Friday. One suspect was detained, and the other one actually fled by using a different means of transportation. Florida man arrested after his surveillance cameras recorded him dealing drugs.
I love
this fucking story.
His own.
Hey, man, is that a camera? Yeah, it's mine. Don't worry. Surveillance cameras meant to help a Martin County man feel safe at home actually helped deputies put him behind bars.
Oh, my God. What is his name?
Martin County Sheriff's William Snyder says Juan Cabrals, or Cabrals,
Juan.
Own surveillance camera caught him selling drugs, captured the people who sold
but
them
wait
to.
Wait a minute. How did they get his surveillance camera?
Because somebody, they probably went to arrest him, saw the cameras, and then subpoenaed the fucking the footage.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Martin County Sheriff Snyder says his own surveillance camera caught him selling drugs, captured the people who sold them to him and to him. Hey, man.
That's amazing.
Nah, man, that camera hasn't worked in years.
This is like the most Martin County thing ever. Like, I grew up there. Oh, my God.
Did you? I don't think... See... I could see why you have to have cameras if you're dealing drugs. Like, I think this probably happens more often than not because
cameras
you have
and dogs.
To have, if you're a drug dealer, you have to have cameras.
What's up, Jeff Anderson?
We love you, Jeff Anderson. Are you warm?
He's our male comedy groupie.
Is he cold?
Yeah, he's in Siberia up there. Was that North Dakota? Is he in North Dakota, Michigan? It's up there right there by Canada?
Not Michigan. He's like, yeah.
A little further west.
North Dakota.
And he'll answer us in a second.
Yeah.
Once the delay gets
there. The guests who recorded engaging in drug activity could also be arrested. Snyder says his team arrested 26-year-old Juan Cabral Thursday.
How old?
And he's my
26.
Age, so...
You must have known this guy.
He must have gone to South Fork.
This guy may have... You may have woken up with this guy farting all morning.
Maybe.
Yeah.
In the middle of the night.
And you caught that on your camera. Selling drugs. He says selling possession crack, cocaine, and hydromorphone.
Hydromorphone? Oh, he was a heavy-duty drug dealer.
Yeah.
This is not
what's
your...
That? He's what's,
not,
that? What's that?
That's why.
Hydromorphone?
Hydromorphone is probably some kind. I don't know. I love how you look at me. Like,
well, you're the one who went,
Dr. Feelgood.
Well, I said that, and you went, holy shit.
Yeah.
I thought you knew
but
something.
But that sounds like, you know, it's not weed.
Sounds like a mix between, like, hydrocodone and
or morphine.
Mm, yeah.
It's some kind of a downer.
Deputies originally received the tip that Cabral was possibly selling drugs or had a lot of male friends. Deputies did their own surveillance and undercover drug buys, collecting enough of their own evidence to serve a search warrant on his home on Thursday. Little deputies know. Snyder said that they would gain more surveillance footage from their suspect. Six surveillance cameras were discovered at the home when SWAT team members around his property. Who would ever thought he'd save the tapes?
I don't understand. I mean, are we still spending time chasing down drug dealers?
Yes, they are.
Well, I mean, when it comes to like something like that, like it's
yeah,
not just
that's
weed.
True.
Like he's one of the guys that's
killing people.
Yeah, I mean, drug. You know what I mean?
Jinx, you owe me a coke.
See that's you almost slipping into that. You're almost slipping into that liberal thing. It's like, oh, come on. It's just who hasn't gotten a joint from a drug dealer? We're not talking. You're talking about these people that are just putting these. You know, I was watching one of these like these stories from not the greed ones, but all these documentaries.
Oh, like Drugs,
shit.
Inc.
You remember there was that guy here, the American Pain Clinics. Remember a few years ago?
Yeah.
About eight years ago, all these pain clinics that were just dishing out fucking pills. And it wasn't just killing people in Florida. These people were taking these fucking pills back to Tennessee.
Right, Alabama,
all these
Kentucky.
Fucking places.
We were like the pill capital of the world. They were coming down and getting like...
bottles.
What was it? Express?
Oh, there was like Pain Express.
What is it? OxyContin Express is a documentary about how they would all come to South Florida and Boca and load up on tens of thousands of pills and bring it back.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
This is where my Wikipedia knowledge
right.
ends.
It's Brianna-pedia.
See, that's why we got two co-hosts.
Balance.
We want to balance things out with the ladies, not just a Florida man, but a Florida woman jailed for calling 911 because her boyfriend wasn't being nice. You gotta talk to my boyfriend.
Being nice to me.
Yeah, he's being mean. He's being mean. Get over here and tell him how to treat a lady. Pasco County, where a lot of interesting things usually happen. First responders don't like it when people die on 911 without an emergency. That's why deputies in the Pasco County Sheriff's Office arrested Mary Ann Parrish.
Where is Pasco County?
It's like on the West Coast.
Now, have you? That would be quits for me. Like, have you ever had to call the cop? Have you ever been in a relationship where you had to get the police involved?
No.
Never had that? Yeah.
No way. If the police are coming to my house, we're done.
Yeah.
She dialed 911 six times in
six
4
times?
Hours.
Jesus.
Because her boyfriend wasn't being nice. The responding deputy said the 40-year-old was still on the phone with 911 operator when he arrived. She was charged with misuse of 911 system. That's it.
That's it?
So wait, does it say like what he was being mean to her.
He was just being mean. He was just being all right? Mean. He was probably farting and like giving her fucking Dutch
farting
oven.
Farting and pointing at her.
You know?
Farting's not a crime in Australia.
Right. People don't...
Crap dusting her.
People don't understand the idea of... How many times people call 911 because their kid is being bad? Or, like, how many... Like, these people that are stupid, and I love it, Darwin is fucking rolling in his grave when people, like, call the cops because somebody gave him the wrong change in a drug deal. And we had a story... Yeah. We had a story the other day, where the guy called the police because he said he paid... These a few people for sex, and they never showed up to come bang him.
Yeah, I would. My mom, got the money already. My mom's in her 70s, and she one time made me call to dispute a charge on her bank account. I didn't. These are not my charges. This is no way. This is my charge. I call. I find out it's her gambling, her online gambling account, and I'm like,
that's funny.
You're an ass.
Can't get you to make that call. Right. Smooth. By no the way, clue. Jeff Anders says Pasco County's north of Clearwater.
Clearwater, okay. Yeah. He also says he lives in Siberia/Minnesota.
Yeah, so, all right, so.
I feel very bad for you.
Yeah. Although I'll be in Chicago in a couple weeks, for 2 weeks. So
oh.
Going to be at Zany's.
It'll be nice by...
that's what I'm hoping. Yeah, April's a good time to go
there.
Yeah.
It should be in the 50s by then.
Yeah, tolerable. I can walk around with no shirt in
come
the 50s.
Here. Come here, little
our
you
last
can,
story.
Can, but should you?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Why?
I wish we could show what the dog is doing right now.
Oh, he's rolling around. He's
yeah,
all excited.
Yeah, so
he's representing how my penis feels right now. our last story of the day, bestiality, finally.
Speaking of.
Did I get you all worked up?
Yeah.
Bestiality, finally outlawed in Kentucky. Finally.
Oh, no, that can't be true.
Hey, Bill, you better go fuck that cow soon.
Bestiality has been illegal in Kentucky
this
whole
time? Yeah, well, I think in Florida they just changed the rule a couple years ago.
How is that possible?
Because that's a rule you would think people just wouldn't do. You know what I mean? Like, you don't, there's not a law that a guy shouldn't jerk off with razor blades. You know what I mean? You would think that's a law. That's something you really didn't think the public would have to worry about.
I mean, that's like you don't really need to like legislate something like
but
that.
But it's like
think.
A fetish or something, right? Isn't that the way it works? Like they're kind. It's like they're into like
I
it's
mean,
a sick perversion.
If it's their own thing.
By the way, fellow comedian Angela Giovanco says, "When I want to talk to a nice person, I dial 976."
What happens when
that?
You dial 976?
I think that's a gay line. I'm only Ken. I know you're a heterosexual man, buddy. I don't know. I was trying to figure
what's
it out.
What's 976, Angelo? Let us know. And do I want it on my quick dial?
In Frankfort, Kentucky, bestiality is known as now illegal in Kentucky. On Tuesday, Governor Matt Bevin signed Senate Bill 67 into law. It outlaws sexual crimes against animals. And a bunch of cows are out there going, thank God, still eat chicken. According to there are only 4 states remaining where bestiality has not been outlawed. What 4 states do you think they are? I don't know if it's on the story.
Jeff says that it's in Minnesota.
Okay, I would say...
It's got to be somewhere like Alabama. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
I think, well, because like you'd think so, but in states where that sort of thing is a problem, like I'm pretty sure Wyoming outlawed it a long time ago.
Okay.
Why?
Because of guys fucking sheeps.
Well, sheep.
Sheep, but like bestiality in general.
Yeah, well, sheep, if you're going to bang an animal, supposedly sheep's the best one.
Okay.
Put them in your boots or against the fence. It's the closest to the...
state would still have bestiality?
Can't be in New York.
No.
It's not,
I mean,
it's
I
not
almost
uppity,
wonder,
it's
in Maine.
It's got to be an ass-backward state.
Maine.
Literally. You know what I mean? It's got to be like... it's.
What's in the Midwest?
Yeah, you got like Iowa.
Illinois.
Yeah,
Wisconsin.
North Dakota.
Just for talking. North Dakota, I don't know. Fargo.
I don't know. We'll let the listening audience tell us. But,
somebody Google that, please.
Yeah, find out for us, please.
I'm going to do it right now.
But what happens with 976? That's what I want to...
Is this going to come and bite me in the ass and I'm Googling
where is bestiality
legal?
Can we, like, dial 976 and, like, put it up to the mic?
You're going to pick up a phone, a big old dildo is going to fly out of the phone.
Okay, where is bestiality
as long as I get it for free, that's fine.
Yeah?
It, like, comes flying out.
Well, you know, you can just go to the store. Cucumbers, what, 35 cents? While you're looking that up, by the way.
You will not believe.
All right.
You will not believe that there are 8 states that lack anti-bestiality laws.
And they are?
Hawaii.
All right.
Kentucky. Just switched, right? Isn't that what the story
now
was?
There's 7.
Nevada.
Well, everything's
legal
there.
So this is probably
there.
Like a few years old or something.
It is actually very good, Brianna-pedia. This is from April 1st. April 1st.
Uh-oh.
2017.
It said Bill's father died there too.
Whose father?
I'm just kidding.
Oh. Okay, Nevada, New Mexico.
Yeah.
Texas.
Yeah, Texas. I gotta fuck my cow.
The best ones coming up though in like Vermont, West Virginia, not surprised. Yeah. Could have definitely guessed
you
West Virginia.
You could fuck your sister, why not fuck a cow?
Wyoming.
Well, we said that.
No, we said.
I thought that it was illegal.
She thought they
Maybe
were very progressive.
Well, we're not going to. She's our.
Brianna-pedia thought it was a very progressive state in
Brianna,
bestiality.
Brianna,
it might just be like sheep that's illegal.
Brianna's quickly becoming our AOC. Okay.
And you ready for the last one?
Yes. Drum roll.
Want to do any guesses? Whoever's closest geographically will get.
Oregon.
Dog, who made that? Did you just fart?
No,
that
my
was
dog,
the dog.
My dog wants to. My dog wants to make sure the place I don't ever take him. He's like, don't take me where.
I'm going to say it's one of the two Carolinas.
Nope, District of Columbia,
Washington D.C.
But I was closer.
You were closer, so for that, you get.
Yeah, you get to fuck my dog.
To pick one of those bobbleheads off of Dougie's desk.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, with that, why don't
you
we
get this? Bobble. Monkey holder. Monkey paper holder.
You get to play with my monkey. Anyway, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Again, okay. I want to thank Jen Hellman for joining us today.
Thank you. I had so much fun.
And Brianna B. And by the way, guys, don't forget, it is a busy April for me, by the way. This Saturday, I'm going to be at the Underground's Coffee House at Spill the Beans headlining the show. April 12th, 13th, I'm going to be with Chris Priester at the... Jackie Knight's Comedy Club in St. Augustine. Two shows Friday and Saturday night for the Ebony and Olive Comedy Tour. April 18th through 20th, I'm headlining Zanies in St. Charles, Illinois. That's going to be my first headline date with Zanies. Real excited about that. The 22nd through the 28th, the whole week, I'm going to be in downtown Chicago at Zanies, opening for my buddy Uncle Lair. And then on May 8th, Wise Guys Comedy Show is back with our headliner Ahmed Ahmed, which is an awesome show. And our feature is going to be my buddy Alan Newcomb from Orlando area. Go to Tada Productions here on Facebook. Find out more shows that we're producing. And go to my Instagram and Twitter at Dougie Dangerous. Go to DougieAlmeida.com for more dates. Where can they find you?
You can find me at Jen Hellman Media on Instagram. And that's where I'd like you to follow me. I have a bunch of new video projects, actually. So I've been... I'm still doing stand-up. I'm still on the road, but I'm really working on some exciting video projects that I will, if you follow me on Instagram, you'll get to see all of that coming up. But most importantly, as always, go to comicscrushingcancer.org in order to buy your CBD products, which help my cause.
There you go. Bree?
Tonight, you'll be able to find me at Jackie Sanchez's room at Backstage in West Palm.
Oh, is that a no? Is it,
it's a new mic.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's
a new
is
one.
It a mic?
Open
oh,
mic
yeah,
on Monday.
I'm going
to
come
yeah.
see you there.
Very excited. Coming up, I actually have a bunch of art projects coming up myself. I'm kind of launching my own art brand right now.
There you go. Yeah. Well, watch for that. And don't forget to follow the show on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie and our fan page on Facebook at Wake Up Late with Dougie Show and on Instagram at Wake Up Dougie Show. It's on Instagram. Follow us and go to our patron page at wakeuplatewithdougieshow.podbean.com. Become a patron listener. Donate $1 a month, $10, $5 a month. Money goes to gas money. You guys have fallen off the list. There's nobody. We had a few people, and then you guys, I don't know if Christmas season, fuck it. You think tax time, you guys would have some money, but donate. We'd appreciate it, anything you can. And we will be back on Thursday, possibly with a show. Maybe not. It depends. It'll be a special thing if we do. But thanks, guys, for checking us out. And guess what? We'll be back here next time at the same spot. See you then.
See you later.
Bye.
Alligator.
People of the earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they travel to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun.
scream a sound from inside. Feel a beam of light hit the ground.